The Hard Shoulder with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman on News Talk
with Kia.
Now, to look ahead at a weekend full of sporting action, we are joined now by Off the Ball's David Wilson. We did have an All-Ireland panel earlier on the show, David, and we discussed the battle, the clash of the titans that will be Kerry and Mayo, but your own take?
Yeah, I think it's actually going to be a fascinating matchup. Kerry are coming in off the back of a bit of a stodgy win against Dublin. I think Dublin could have easily won that game, whereas Mayo have been kind of gradually improving throughout the summer. Obviously, they were beaten by Roscommon and Connacht, and then they went to Clonus, had a good win there. They obviously lost to Tyrone after that, and then had the semi final win against Louth, where they looked they've gradually kind of incrementally improved game on game. And I think it'll be a fascinating matchup with some players that, this could be the Kobe McDonald's David Clifford final, and we might only get one chance at that. So I think it's going to be a really good game. I don't buy the, Kerry are going to walk this All-Ireland final. I don't know.
The likes of Dara O'Shea saying he can only see one outcome in this.
Yeah, look, columns have been written all week about how much Kerry are better than Mayo, and that's that's the evidence we've seen all summer. But you only need one 70-minute performance, and I think Mayo can definitely put one 70-minute performance in.
Mayo definitely have heart and passion, and they want it. I mean, that's fair to say, isn't it?
Yeah, they do, but they also have a lot of quality as well. I think the three inside forwards in Ryan O'Donoghue and in Cobie McDonald and Dara Byrne are three of the best inside forwards.
Against Loud.
Yeah.
But Loud played poorly on the day. And yeah. I saw Stephen Rochford saying today that, making the point, has any 18-year-old ever made such an impression on a season as Kobe?
It's probably until maybe David Clifford when he was in 2019.
Was it as spectacular as, I'm not even sure it was. But yeah, anyway, that's the company he's in. We can quibble about that. But
David Clifford scored 4-4 in his last minor All-Ireland final, yeah, and then was kind of parachuted into that Kerry senior team. And the talk then was that David Clifford might go to Australia, and there was a lot of suitors in the AFL looking for him. Obviously, Kobe looks like he's made the decision that he's going to go to play Australian rules football. After he has this season with Mayo, he's kind of written, I think the eagle-eyed fans have seen the white tape that he's been wearing with saying one chance, and this could be his one chance at winning All-Ireland. I don't think it will. I think he'll come back at some stage, or maybe he doesn't go at all. But I think, Kobe is probably the closest thing we've ever seen to David Clifford, and that's probably the biggest compliment you can pay to him. So it's a fascinating game. Andy Moran in an All-Ireland final for the first time. Obviously, Jack O'Connor has had, I think this is his ninth final
as well. Yeah,
and he's never done back to back, so he'll be very keen to kind of get that one off.
Hasn't been back to back since, remind me.
Well, Kerry have won back to back, but there hasn't been a manager that has won back to back since
the Dubs, probably since
Jim Gavin. Did,
yeah, Jim Gavin.
But Kerry, I don't know when the last Kerry, Mick O'Dwyer is probably the last Kerry manager to do it.
He could be, yeah, and he put me on the spot there. I actually don't know.
I think it probably is Mick O'Dwyer.
So you think it'll be more even-handed, Shane? You're less convinced, aren't you?
I would love to see Mayo win it, but as we come closer today, all Kerry's big guns are coming back to form and fitness. And I just think it might be too much for a young Mayo team. But I hope I'm wrong. I really hope I'm wrong.
Kerry are good at nullifying the game. When the game kind of gets a bit chaotic, I think that will suit Mayo. Kerry are quite good at keeping possession of the ball. We saw that in the game in the semi-final against the Dubs, where at times where the game seemed to, nearly take on a life of its own, Kerry would slow down the game, they would move the ball laterally across the field, and then they'd pick off their scores. So,
okay, well, look, we're all looking forward to that one. Quick word about tonight's featured match on Off the Ball, Pats against Dundalk and Inchicore.
Yep, same Pats against Dundalk. This time Stephen Kenny won't be going up against his son Owen. He's gone off to Portsmouth. He was playing with Dundalk earlier part of the season.
Big loss, and they've lost a Ruby as well.
So Kieran Kilduff has to kind of replenish what's been there before. They still have Daryl Horgan. It's a big game for Pats in particular. They can obviously move ahead of Bohemians into second and, kind of close the gap in Shamrock Rovers as well. This is the last game in hand that they have with the European games as well. So it has been a good week, relatively so, for some of the League of Ireland sides in Europe as well. Shamrock Rovers obviously had the bad defeat in Armenia. But tonight you've got one game, Pats and Dundalk, and it's 8 o'clock kickoff with Richie Towle joined by Stephen Doyle.
That's a good
commentary.
Good stuff. Jurgen Klopp taking the Germany job.
Yeah, Jurgen Klopp is back in football. Well, was he ever really away? He was quite a presence, I think, on German television during the World Cup. He's obviously taken the German national team job now as well. He has been working for Red Bull as a director of football and ambassador, kind of flying all around the world, living a nice lifestyle. But he's obviously taken the Germany job. It's a big thing for him. He says it's the pinnacle of his career. He's also threatened to quit.
I heard this. He said, look, if you start intruding into my family, I will walk away from this job.
I kind of admire that.
Oh, yeah, but Klopp is an admirable character.
He is well-liked. He is well-liked. Now, there was criticism for taking the Red Bull job because Red Bull is quite negatively looked upon within Germany and within German football in itself, but his aura, his presence kind of, you know, outweighs all that. And Germany are in a weird place where they really haven't been good since the 2014 World Cup, and they're having a bit of an identity crisis. And interestingly, like you said, he has threatened to walk away if the kind of that criticism that maybe he's seen that Thomas Tuchel get in England and Julian Nagelsmann has obviously got.
I think it's more about intrusion into his personal life, his family's life and stuff, I think is a big bugbear. I think I imagine he can take the slings and arrows if they lose and so on. But
the German paparazzi people talk about the British tabloids.
I don't think they're quite as bad, but I think they have their moments, all right.
Yeah.
So it'll be interesting. Yeah. They'll certainly have an identity under Jurgen Klopp. Whether they have the players, I think, is the question, but they will definitely have an identity.
Exactly. Yeah.
We should talk about the All Ireland Camogie semi-finals. Obviously, big games in Camogie tomorrow.
Yep, down in Semple Stadium. All Ireland champions Galway are taking on Kilkenny in the first game. Kilkenny may be one of the form teams in the Championship this year. Galway, obviously, the reigning All-Ireland holders. And then after that, you've got Cork and Tipperary, which is a nice clash in whatever sport it is.
A tasty rivalry.
Yeah. So Cork are kind of trying to get back to the All-Ireland final, obviously, that they lost to Galway last year. And Tip have been quite good. They've a young player called Caoimhe Stakelam, who's just in her leaving cert this year, and she's been one of the stars of the Championship so far.
Stakelam is a pretty good name in Tipperary hurling.
It is.
It's
a storied name in Tip GA circles. So, two great games down at Semple Stadium tomorrow.
Do you want to call that one, or are they both too tight to call?
I think they're a bit too tight to call, but there's always a surprise in the semi-final, but I'd imagine Galway, and you can't bet against Cork, I think.
Hard to bet against Cork. Okay, David Wilson, thank you indeed for that.
The Hard Shoulder with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman. With Kia. Weekdays at 4 on News Talk. Conversation that counts.